There goes the full-time whistle. It has finished Donegal 2-12, Monaghan 8 points. A win, of course, which puts Donegal on to 5 points in Division 1 and will go a long way in their fight to stay in the top flight of the Allianz National Football League. We knew coming into this game that Donegal needed a victory ahead with 2 games left to go. And these points could be crucial for Declan Bonner's side. At the break, Donegal were leading 1-5-2. It was a 6-point advantage. That goal coming from Keelan Ward on the half-hour mark. And when he slotted it past Rory Began under the back of the net, Donegal were leading 1-3. Those opening scores for Donegal came from Patrick McBertie, one from a free and one from play, while Kieran Thompson got in the act as well. But man of the match, Michael Langan, knocked over the first 2 scores of his 5 in additional time at the end of the first half to give Donegal that 1-5-2 point advantage. We expected Monaghan to come out of the blocks very quickly at the start of the second half, considering the strong breeze at their backs, but that wasn't the case. Declan Bonner's side settled into the latter half. Patrick McBertie, just like he did in the first half, got the opening score of the second, and Niall O'Donnell got his opening score of the game as well. After that, Donegal weren't really troubled in this time. Monaghan couldn't find any rhythm. Ryan Riley was shown a red card. He, of course, was shown a black card in the first half. They then got a yellow. That tallies a red. They were down to 14 men. Add Rory Began into the mix as well. He got a black card for pulling down Patrick McBertie, but the referee had played advantage, and the goal was scored by Hugh McFadden. That was in 21 minutes. Monaghan went down to 13 men. Hugh McFadden had the ball in the back of the net for a second time for Donegal, and at that stage it was 2-9-7. And there really was only going to be one winner after that. The final 2 points off the half were scored by Michael Langan, both from play. He finished the game with 5 points and deservedly getting the Man of the Match award. Donegal, in the end, winning through 2-12-8. A big 2 points here, Martin McHugh.
Yeah, a big 2 points. That puts you on to 5, the same as Monaghan were on before they came here today. So this is the kind of league it is. And another, go back to 2009, since we were beaten here by Dublin. So great victory all round. Good performance. Chan Patton, brilliant in goals. His kickouts were exceptional. The one to the goal that finished the game for Patty McBertie's goal was unbelievable, out over the top. And Monaghan had pushed up and took a chance and were really caught out by a brilliant goalkeeper. So Neil McGee had a stormer, and Keelan Ward, both of them named the full back line. Brilliant. Owen Van Geller, very good second half. Could have Owen McFadden Ferry, you know, picked up that knock. Hopefully be okay for the throne game. The interesting one, I suppose, is Ryan McHugh. They made a decision. Normally Ryan McHugh would be the playmaker and everything else. Then Donegal made a decision today to make him a marker. They put him on Kane Kilkenny and Croke Park and did okay on him, and they put him today on Conor McCarthy, and McCarthy got 1 point for play, but you'd have to say he did well on him. So is that the new role they're going to use him in, where other teams want to mark him? Are they going to give him the role of doing that? That'll be interesting to see what happens down the road. Hugh McFadden, I thought, had a very good game in the middle of the field and worked hard. And Michael Langan, that was the 2 midfielders. Michael Langan kicking the 5 points and played brilliant. Up front, everybody worked really hard. Thompson, I thought, had a good match, kicked that 1 good point. Patty McBertie really back to what we expect from Patty McBertie. Michael Murphy, maybe he didn't score, but, you know, worked very, very hard in Patrick Mogan. And the subs came off the bench today, worked. Maybe days they didn't work for us, maybe the last couple of days, Oisín, but today they worked really, really, really well.
And you said that beforehand, and today is probably the day that you look for the rest of the squad to feature a lot more, and we've seen that. Keelan Ward, for example. Niall O'Donnell in the second half.
Niall O'Donnell was exceptional. He came on, Keelan Ward. I mean, Monaghan did leave him free in the addition. And the great thing about him is, what you say from today, you can't afford to leave him free. And that's what you want. The more players that we can't afford to leave free, get on the ball. And he had a brilliant game. And the way he finished the goal, for an actual defender, brilliant. He's a lovely fella, and it was great for him. Yeah. The way he played, the way he got up the ball and finished that goal, brilliant. But, you know, Owen McHugh, I thought, had a good game when he came off the bench. We talk about Jack McKelvey came in late there and added, you know, wasn't out of shape. It's good to see him and Doherty getting that chance to play as well. You know, it was good. Darrell Whale handled a lot of ball today and thought did well, and then Andrew McLean came off the bench as well and did well. So yeah, we talk about it, we need the bench doing well. But you know what's a big thing for us? We have an exceptional keeper. He's up there with the best of them. He made one mistake, took his eye of the ball, but he learned from that there. But his kick out today, exceptional, does make a big difference, you know. And he won the battle of Began today. We're talking about 2 of the best keepers in the country. Began, you know, kicks, freeze went wrong, and then he lost it, and then the kick out, and then he ends up, now not his fault, and he ended up giving away a black card as well, and Donegal got the goal. So yeah, all round, this would be a good performance. This is what we need. Now next week it'll be another battle after Tyrone beating, having beaten.
It's not a hard thing to do to go up for a Tyrone game.
No, it's not hard, but you want, you know, we need. need 2 points next week as well, because that'll, you know, going to Kerry, that will probably leave you safe. So yeah, next week's game, the winner is going to be safe. You'd feel maybe now at this stage.
But point being off on a draw,
yeah. With Mayo, look, we want a one because they're coming into the championship to Balbuffet. So a victory would be important in that game. So look, looking forward to it. But at least this game today takes a lot of pressure off us, because this is a big game for us today. Takes a lot of pressure off us and everything else. And, you know, with good performances back and build on this here now. And we talk about the players I chat about. This Langan man, they're even a lot more in him, the quality he has. You know, he's big and he's a brilliant ball player. You know, we talk about Kieran Thompson, these players, they've got that quality and just need to get them. But what about this man, Neil McGee? What a performance again by a man. I mean, he's three all-stars and people say, ah, Neil McGee, and I'm telling you, you look at him out there and just performances again, and we need him, that experience, something else. And I know from chatting to my own two boys when Mark played and when it was Ryan playing now, you know, even the incident that happened, he was protecting Ryan McHugh on a football field, and you need, we need player people doing that, and he's one man will do that for you on a football field. And what a performance. And you know, you look at him and you look at Conor McManus today, and you say before that, who was the player that, you know, looking at it would be struggling, and Neil McGee was unbelievable. And you know, from Monaghan's point of view, I think they were very, very disappointed, Monaghan, from their own point of view. I thought they lost it the first half with their tactics. They were too negative, trying to stop our two big players, especially Michael Murphy and Ryan McHugh, and they lost their shape. And Keelan Ward, in my opinion, punished them for that, and that's fair play to them. That's what they got, what they deserved, because they came too negative and they took Conor McCarthy completely out of the game and made a difference. And again, the good thing about it is Michael Murphy didn't score today, and we won the game well. Yeah. We, you know, people say we're a one-man team, we depend on him. That's what's good about this here, to take that kind of pressure off him and off people, everything else. And he still played really, really well. He's the man, everything goes to, true man, be marked every day. So, look, this is great, Oisín. Good performance. We look forward to next weekend. Next weekend's a big game. Lay down a marker next weekend that, look, we were unlucky in this league. We could have won every game in the league. Maybe it's a good position to be in. We had a one today, and we showed we're capable of doing it. Another home game next week. You won your home games in the league, and that'll probably leave us safe.
Okay. Mark McHugh, once again, many thanks for your contribution. Mark McHugh on Codecom. Donegal, the question was asked ahead of this game that they needed to win, and they answered that with an exceptional performance today. 2-12 to 8 points, taking victory against Monaghan. That puts you in a good position now as they head to Tyrone on the weekend before Paddy's Day. It's a Saturday evening game on the 14th of March, and that one, of course, is in Ballybuffet. It's a huge derby, and if Donegal take victory in that tie, they will, of course, be safe in Division 1.